Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. My name's Viata. I'm your hostess, and we're here today to bring some alignment, some love, and some wisdom and understanding to the events in our lives, the events in our world, the events on our earth. And I'm so grateful to be here today on this special day. Today, every day is special because we're still breathing. I'm still breathing, taking deep breaths as we transition. I'm in a big transition from one home to another, packing and moving. And so things get a little hectic sometimes, but it's always nice to just stop and come to this platform, this podcast, and share some wisdom and knowledge, understanding about the events in our lives. We have so many things going on right now that we always need to come back to a place of alignment. My intention on this show, my purpose on this show, is to bring things back into alignment with the Creator's love, compassion, wisdom, and understanding, overstanding. Things are getting a little crazy up in the cosmos and the universe, and so they're bound to get a little crazy down here on Earth because we are the microcosm. The heavens declare His glory, and we on here on Earth have a chance to declare His glory too, the glory of our Creator. We have all these beautiful plants on this Earth. We have all these beautiful people on this Earth. And so today we're talking about overcoming an emotion, a feeling, a reaction that many people have that is interfering with their sight, their ability to see others as the same human beings as they are, with the same blood running through them. And we're all affected by one major thing, and that's our belief systems. Because we all grow up with different parents, different environments, different cultures. And so many of us hold on to the culture, the belief systems that we're in until we're older and gray even sometimes. And so many people that I meet are suffering today because they cannot detach, they cannot disconnect, they cannot let go of their belief system that they learned as a child. And so the Creator of heaven and earth, and my understanding and my experience and belief, has sent every soul on this earth to undo past mistakes and to learn how to create a new life, a new experience on this earth. We are all here as souls in sanctuary, souls in a temple, souls in a vessel, to experience new things and to learn new lessons. So I'm so grateful here to help with the process of relearning as a new soul in a new body, and our transition from one lesson to another is so important because it will mean that we are going to suffer less. We will suffer less if we learn the lesson, teach the lesson, and keep moving forward in our assignment that the heavens has given us. So today, tonight, we want to talk about the fear that's going on in our earth. In fact, our topic today is overcoming the fear of man. Overcoming the fear of man. And if you have been raised in a Christian family, Christian environment, Christian church, then you know that there's a lot in the scriptures that talks about fear and overcoming that fear. And I was born in the church. I've grown from being my grandfather's church, which was a Church of God in Christ, to becoming a messianic believer, knowing the Hebrew Savior and his understanding the Hebrew language, and moving from a Sunday worshiper to a Shabbat Saturday worshiper, and then moving my mind and body and actions into a Shabbat that is in alignment with the moon, stars, and the planets. Yes, there is an energy that comes from the whole cosmos, the universe, that can guide us and direct us to do what our Creator intended for us to do from the very beginning. That's why we're all learning lessons. And so when I saw the story in the news this week, as many of you may have seen, that a man was shot in the back after running from a policeman. Of course, that stirs up all kinds of emotion in this country now, because the media loves to focus on race. We have a headline that reads in the Orlando Sentinel. The headline reads, "White South Carolina cop charged with murdering black man." And I can't help but wonder, why do we have to have the white and black in there? Because we're programmed, because the media sells papers, and it stirs up emotions when we see white versus black, and it stirs up conflict, and the media loves conflict. And so if this had read "South Carolina cop charged with murdering a man," would it have the same impact? Probably not. Some people might even ignore that headline because that goes on so often, murdering cops, murdering other people, other women, men, doesn't matter. So we have the media that stirs up things for us, whether it's on the television. And then, of course, we have people like Al Sharpton, who has to contribute his opinion and his presence in these types of situations, as he did at a local church in South Carolina. It's amazing how that man can show up at places where there's this racial conflict and controversy. It seems as if he feeds on it. But what is happening in our country, if not our world, is that we are so stuck on the color of a person's skin as the big motivator for crimes like this, for actions like this, and for events like this. And so, but I have the perspective and the opinion that it's really not about race. It's really about the emotions and the belief systems that people carry. And those belief systems cross the lines of color. They could be the same belief systems could be operating in two different families, regardless of their race. And it's really something that I'm hoping we can transition out of the race factor and think more about what are the feelings, what are the belief systems, what is the training behind these emotions. So tonight I want to just give you some scriptures of wisdom, because we're going up really high on this issue of policeman shooting a man in the back 5 times or 8 times. It's been reported in different ways. We're going to take this to a higher perspective, a higher level, and we're going to ask the question, what is the belief system operating in a situation like this? And what is your faith in that causes a man to run away from a person who has a uniform, who wears a uniform, and it is called to protect and serve the people of the community? So some of the things that we want to consider, number one is fear. What is it about fear that is killing people, basically? It's not so much the race or anything like that. It's really the fear, the emotion of fear, which is the opposite of love. People who who are in fear, usually don't know how to love, can't love. And so we're looking at overcoming the fear of man. And just a few scriptures to set the foundation of this discussion. Let's set this foundation, a firm foundation on truth, on wisdom, and understanding and knowledge. And in the Psalms, I read the Psalms every day, so I share that book because there's just it's full of wisdom, and it has helped me to prosper, to heal, and to become a more joyful person, understanding the law of our Creator. See, this is about this whole issue of a man being shot by a policeman is kind of about running from the law. We could have called the topic of this show "Running from the Law," because that's what this man, this human being, no matter what his color, he ran from the law. And so in the Psalms and in the Proverbs and in all the books in the Torah, we have people who are running from the law. We're running from the law. And so what is the issue here? What is really the issue here? The issue is not knowing the Creator's law, which is above all laws. Above all laws is the law of the Creator, which is a law that says you reap what you sow. And so if you're running from the law of karma, the law of reaping and sowing, then you're bound to either meet death or suffering. That's how my journey over 60 years on the earth has shown me, is that running from the law of the Creator, first and foremost, will either cause suffering or death. Because the law of our Creator, which is above all laws, the universe is very, very clear on this, very distinct on this, very true on this. Over and over and over again, I've seen how people reap what they sow. Well, our evidence is in the earth. You plant a seed, a tomato seed, you get a tomato. You plant if a man plants a seed into a woman, you get a human. That happens over and over and over again. That cycle doesn't end. And so over and over again, we see the law of our Creator throughout the earth, throughout the cosmos, events going and coming and going, reaping and sowing. So when we run from this law, then that's when the law on the earth, we manifest evidence, the consequences of running from the law. So one of the scriptures that gives us the wisdom we need to overcome the fear and to just trust and follow the Creator's law is in Psalms 56, and we are reminded that I will not fear or be afraid what man can do to me. Why should we not be afraid of what man can do to us? Because the Creator's law rules over them, over man. If you follow the law of reaping and sowing, if you plant seeds of love, compassion, if you plant seeds of consideration, of respect, you will get exactly that back in your life. You will not have chaos. You will have respect from other people. You will have joy. You will have love. If you love yourself, you will have health. If you're not loving yourself and you're eating a bunch of junk food, then you're not going to have health because you're sowing seeds of ignorance and you're not providing the body with the nourishment it needs in this earth, the earth of the body. And so the earth will come back with and rebel with sickness and suffering. Now, this man who was shot, we can always get lots of information on people who are involved in conflicts, whether it causes death or otherwise. But we have discovered in a few days that this story has been out there that this man had a record of lacking, not paying child support. He was trying to run from the officer because he owed child support. That's what one report says. And you can get, in South Carolina, you can have someone put in jail
if they are not paying the child support that either they agreed to pay, until they pay it back, they can go to jail. And evidently, this man had four children, according to one report. Now, this could be there could be a mistake, but from the reports we're reading, this man had four children, and he was engaged, I guess, to be married, was that what it means. And he had been honorably discharged from the U.S. Coast Guard. Now, there were no violent offenses on his record, and as the attorney said. So the little bit of information that we have on this man was that he owed child support, and he may have been running from the officer because he was afraid to go to jail. That's probably likely the story behind this event that eventually caused his death. So in the case of the wisdom of the scriptures, it says, do not be afraid. What man can do to you? So anyone who's in that situation, there are some things they need to do, is they need to make right the offense against them, in this case, not paying child support. And the other evidence that came forth was that this man recently bought a car. And, of course, that may be because he may have had to go to work. He was only 50 years old. And so his age states that he's probably still working, and he needs a car to go to work. So, of course, he needs a car. So he bought a car, and unfortunately, one of the taillights was out, evidently. And the police stopped him based on the taillight being out. So this man brought attention to an officer of the law by not having his car in working order. His vehicle was not in working order, and so he brought attention to a policeman, and this started the events of what I would believe are karmic energy. Because the Psalms also say in Psalms 139, verse 23, it says, search me, O El, or in G-O-D, that El is Hebrew for G-O-D. It says, search me and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. We are always being tested. That's what this journey is all about. We're in one big classroom called the Universe Cities. We're all in different cities on the earth, and that's why they call them cities, because the Universe City is a place of learning. We're here to learn lessons from our Creator and from His messengers about why and lessons to help us grow spiritually. It's all about growing spiritually because this is not our home. We are here as visitors from another planet called heaven and the heavenly realms. And so this is really not our home. We're here to learn lessons. So the Universe City is a place of testing. The scriptures remind us that the Creator is always searching and testing us and to know our thoughts. This is what it's all about. It's about knowing, getting to know our thoughts. And it says, he exalts the people that are near to him. That's another psalm, Psalms 148, verse 14. It says, our Creator lifts up the people who are near to him. Now, who's near to the Creator? I believe anyone who spends time in quiet meditation can be near to the Creator. Anyone who spends time talking to nature, to the creature, spending time in nature, with the Heavenly Fathers, with the Creator's creatures. These people are close, near to the Father. Those who are spending time, sometimes people are spending time reading their Bible, and yet they go out cursing and behaving with resentment and hate. So there can be a conflict there. So I think those who are near to the Creator, you know who you are. You know when you have a personal relationship with your Heavenly Father, with your Creator. And so you are going to be exalted, not shot down and killed. So there's a difference when your faith is in the Creator, the one who made you, then you're going to be exalted, he says. You're not going to suffer as much if you're learning the lessons and you're staying close to your Creator. You're always going to be learning lessons. So you don't have to repeat the same tests over and over again. Some people are repeating the same test that they had 20 or 30 years ago. And so they're just not getting it. And that's sometimes maybe why some people will leave the earth. But the book of Joshua says to us, we have so many promises from our Creator. And that's where our faith, if we're going to avoid the suffering and the death and avoid the role that many are playing the role of teachers and they die to teach us a lesson. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says it's better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of celebration, because the living take it to heart. Those who die and who are acquaintances of ours, or even those who die and who end up in the news, then we know if we are awake and conscious, then we're to learn lessons from the death of people in our midst. We are not to grieve on and on and on, but when we're awake and conscious, we're here to learn lessons. So the lesson we're learning about this young man who was shot in the back is something about his behavior that attracted this kind of energy. And when we're going to talk about the policeman as well, but just to go and into the promises that our Creator gives us, in Joshua 1, for example, if you have faith in the Creator and His Word and you practice that faith, then you will avoid some of the suffering that is bound to come on this earth and the death that can occur when we are not having our faith in the right place. In the book of Joshua, for example, it says, "Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for Yahuwah, your El, is with you wherever you go." Now, what can happen to a person who has that kind of faith? Let's just say you get stopped by a policeman, as this man did. 50-year-old man gets stopped by a policeman. What most people are thinking is, oh, dear, what did I do? What am I going to get a ticket? Am I going to go to jail? But when you have the words that come from the book of Joshua in your mind and in your heart, it says be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. That's the first promise. That's a major promise from our Creator. Don't be afraid. Whatever situation we're in, whether it's with our children who get sick or in conflict with our beliefs, whether our children are rebellious, whether it's parents or friends, the word of our Creator says, do not be afraid. But how many of us ignore that and run from that law? This man who got shot ran from the law of the police officer, and many of us are running from the law of our Creator, which says, don't be afraid. And another scripture in that same book says, whoever rebels against the commandments and does not listen to your word, he shall be put to death. And he reminds us again, be strong and courageous. So be put to death, it says we will be put to death if we rebel against the commandments and don't listen to the word that our Creator gives us for situations like this man found himself in. Be strong and courageous. That's the command, be strong and courageous. Now that command is only for those who are conscious, who are listening, who have faith in a word that has been given to us to help us grow in wisdom, understanding, love, compassion, and knowledge. If you're not in that school of thought, then this word, this lesson is not for you. This man's death will not teach you anything. But for those of us who have been reading the scriptures all our lives, who have faith in the scriptures, this is a wake-up call for us to remember the promises of our Creator. Be strong and courageous. Don't rebel against the commandments, which say, love the Creator with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. All the commandments are based on those two scriptures that say, love our Creator with all our heart, mind, body, and soul, and love your neighbor. That means everybody around you, everybody, not just your the one next lives next door, but every person you meet, we are instructed to love them with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. So the promises of our Creator, that's where our faith has to be when we get stopped by the law. It's almost like when a policeman's light is going on behind you, we are being stopped by the law of our Creator. because it should go through our minds, what have I done to deserve this? Many people get into victim mode and say, I don't deserve this, I didn't do anything wrong. But that's not the law of our Creator. The Creator's law is always admonishing us and reminding us to pay attention to His law, His commandments, be strong and courageous, and do not be afraid. And it's interesting, I read today in the book of Genesis that Adam and Eve hid themselves from the presence of the Creator, Yahuwah Elohim. They hid themselves from the Creator as if the Creator can't see. So we have this idea that we can do things and hide ourselves from the energy of the universe and the Creator's eyes and the hands that made us. But when the seed is planted, there's always going to be some reaping of whatever that seed was. And what did Adam say? Adam and Eve both say, I believe, is, I was afraid. When the adversary tempted us, I was afraid. So how quickly we become afraid when the adversary appears. The adversary can appear as a roving light from a police car, and we become afraid many times that we're going to either get a ticket and have to pay money, or for this, in this man's case, since he owed child support and he was afraid to go to jail, because in South Carolina, depending on the universe you're in, you can go to jail for some things that you rebel against or that you run from the law. South Carolina, they send you to jail if you don't pay child support. So could it be that this man was running from the law because he had not fulfilled his fatherly duties? This is an issue that comes up now. And in this case, then you're thinking, well, are you a victim when you haven't even provided for the children that you brought into this earth? So you have to come out of victim mode and think, did this man deserve to die for that? But we don't know. We don't know the character, the full character of this man. Even though he bought himself a car, he's engaged to another person, he has four children that the law knew about that he was not paying child support to. How does it get to a stage that a man has child support due? Because the woman evidently files the papers or a report that says this man has not paid me what is due to me. And we don't know if they had documents or anything that they filed in court. But all we know at this point is that the law, the government knew that this man owed child support to evidently the mother of his children. So now we're looking at the policeman. We've kind of discerned, and we're not judging. The man is dead now, so we need, the lesson is from Ecclesiastes is it's time to for us to take it to heart. When a person's soul leaves the earth, we want to take this to heart. We want to learn the lesson, why this is all over the news and why people are getting in conversation and conflict and upset about, and Al Sharpton has to show up again to remind us who we are and what's supposed to happen. But we want to understand so we can move forward and learn the lesson. So the lesson we can see with the man who was shot, that in many ways, he created this situation, as we all do when we plant seeds of disrespect, of dishonesty, and of fear. And that's the topic of this podcast tonight, is deliverance from the fear of man, healing from the fear of man. Why would somebody run from the law? Because they're afraid of what that man can do. But this person was not afraid of what the Creator's law would do, or not obeying the Creator's law would do to him. Evidently, if he disrespected the woman who was the mother of his children. Now, what about the policeman, the South Carolina policeman? Regardless of what color he was, he made a decision to pull out a gun. He probably started his day like most policemen, wanting to do their job and do it well. And I have to believe in the hearts of most policemen that they set out each day just to do a good job and to protect themselves first. It seems most policemen these days are looking out for number one more than they're looking out for the average citizen. So if they get into fear, then you've got two energies going here of fear, and the consequences are now death on the one hand and loss of job and a charge of murder. Now, he might beat the murder charge later, I'm sure, if he gets a good attorney, and he may not have too much financial woe from temporarily losing his job. But what about the decision he made to pull that trigger 5 or 8 times and take the life of a man? And then to, evidently from the video, to try and cover it up by throwing some evidence from one place to another to make it look like this man was in conflict with him in a physical way, maybe. So the policeman now, the consequence of this behavior and choice of this policeman to pull a trigger, and one man is dead, and immediately, thank goodness, immediately the mayor of this city decided to pull this man off his job and charge him with murder. And I'm sure by making that decision, that mayor calmed a lot of people's emotions from what has gone on in this country thus far, where it appears that even grand juries can come up with a not guilty verdict when men choose to pull out their guns and kill citizens that they are supposed to be protecting. So here we are. This is the situation. If you have any, those of you who are listening, if you have any comments, or if you want to join this discussion, the number is 215-383-5863. If you have any comments about this very controversial topic. Now, it appears that from the video, everyone is saying that this policeman could have been a racist. This policeman was aggressive. If nothing else, this policeman was aggressive in his behavior. And it's amazing to me that he shot at this man 8 times at least, and then he walks over to the man and puts handcuffs on his hands while he lays on the ground. From the video, everyone can see that the officer slowly walked toward him and was ordering him to put his hands behind his back. When he didn't move, then the police officer pulls the man's arms back and cuffs his hands. And then he walks back to pick up something and move it from one spot to a place near the victim's body. We don't know his motive for that, but it certainly appears like he's trying to make things look favorable for the policeman in terms of the evidence laying around. So we're looking at now two men whose lives have been changed overnight because of the choices that they made. And my perspective is that these two men made choices out of fear instead of love. What if the man driving the car had the faith, the strong faith, and was reminded of our Creator's word that said, be strong and not afraid, be courageous and not afraid, don't be dismayed, because I am going to help you wherever you go. What if he had just had that thought and sat there quietly and went along with whatever decision that officer made to either arrest him or do whatever he wanted? And then there's the fear that many African Americans have these days, that whenever they get stopped by a policeman, are they going to meet an aggressive policeman? Or are they going to meet an honest, upright policeman who is really going to just do his job and bring no harm to that person? There again is the fear element that we have in this country, that so many people are afraid that they're going to encounter an aggressive policeman. But as we go back to the faith that you have, the belief system that you have in the Creator's word, not to fear but to trust, not to be cowardly and not to be afraid but to trust, don't rebel against the commandment. Listen to the Creator, and you will not be put to death, but you will be protected forever. That is the word that comes from our Creator's word, the promises that He makes to us. We have so many promises in the word. And no matter what your faith or religion is, if you can bring up that energy in your mind and your thoughts when you are encountering the law, that can save your life. It saved my life many times. I have been stopped by policemen before and not even gotten a ticket because of my words, where I realized I had to be calm and not be afraid. I have been stopped and gotten a ticket, and I've gone to the courthouse to say I'm innocent, and the policeman didn't even show up. And so, again, the case was dismissed. In fact, I've done that 3 times. Gotten a ticket for some traffic violation, gone to court, and the policemen do not show up. And I truly believe that's because I had such strong faith in the Creator's word, which says, don't be afraid, be strong and courageous, and to repent. There has to be a heart of repentance in all of us if we're going to be able to hold on to the promises of our Creator. It is so important, no matter what your belief system is, that you remember the law above all laws. And that law is you reap what you sow. If you don't have that belief system, that's okay too. Because guess what? The universe will show you the truth. I don't really have to control people anymore and force people to believe the way I believe. My faith and belief is in a mighty Creator who knit me together in my mother's womb. And who I can see every night in the stars and the planets and the moon, and every day in the stars and the clouds and the sky. We can see our Creator in the animals, in our dogs, in our pets. We can see the love of our Creator all around us, in every flower, in every tree, in the grass, and even we can see the love of our Creator in our relatives if we really look hard enough. But unfortunately, we have this lesson in the earth that we have to learn, and when we don't see the love, then we're going to have to suffer the consequences of not planting those seeds of love. And so I want to admonish you tonight to start looking at people with love, even policemen. If you get stopped by a policeman, look on that policeman with love, someone who has a family, who has a culture, who has belief system. If you send out the energy of love to the policeman that you encounter, that policeman who stop you on the road, guess what you're going to get back? You're going to get back the same emotion, the same feeling, the same energy that you put out toward other people will come back to you. And that's what we were missing, I think, in this incident that is now being reported as, quote, a racial incident in many ways. I think what was missing was the love from our eyes to another, and respect and belief that the Father, the Creator of heaven and earth, would protect you and will help you when you make the choice to walk in love, to walk in faith. And honor the Creator who knit you together in the womb with that energy over the fear that is so rampant in our country. And it starts, our government is helping promote that fear, because every day we hear about terrorists and what we have to do with Iran, and we have to have a contract with Iran. We don't want nuclear weapons. We're afraid that we're going to be nuked out of the earth. And how long have we had this fear hanging over us? That someday the world will end because some country has nuclear power and is about to blow up the world. And if we look at our own country, the United States, most of that fear is coming out of this country, not other countries. We're promoting the fear. And so it seems natural that many people are going to pick up that same energy instead of the love of our Creator. Every day we look in the mirror, we see a face, we see eyes, we see hair and arms and legs, we witness, we walk, we talk, and we just don't appreciate the love that went into creating this body. The Most High Yahuwah made this body with love. It was all love that He created us. And so I think if we vibrate on that same energy that put this body together, this sanctuary that our soul lives in, if we concentrate on that same energy all day, every day, then that's what we're going to get back, and we're going to have health and prosperity and abundant life, and we will be able to avoid the suffering and even the death, because that will not be our assignment for this earth when we're walking in love. We're not going to be assigned the death if we have the mind to walk in the love that our Creator gave us in every cell of our body. Every cell of our body is made with love and is producing love. The fact that we're breathing today is love. The fact that we can see today is love. That we can eat and digest our food, it's love. It's all about love. And we need to shine that love to every person we meet, to every animal we meet. And need I say, we need to all consider, stop eating the animals. Stop promoting this slaughter and violence against the animals that is all over this country. The killing of animals to fix our appetite. And that's just my personal belief. But if you think about it, the energy that is put out to satisfy the appetites of thousands, millions of people is also rampant in the earth. And the fear of those animals is everywhere, in every person that eats the animals. And so just a little side, that the fear is in the air. It's in the air. And that's why we can look at these incidents of a policeman killing a man as not a racial incident. It's not about race as much as it is the fear that is prevalent in our earth. And we need to turn that around. Turn that around to be that of love. So I want to thank all of you for listening tonight. And this is a fairly short podcast. We don't have anyone with their hands up tonight. So I just want to thank you for listening. And I'm going to go out with India Ari's song. If I can find it here, this song reminds us that we are all light and that we can shine that light without our carrying our prejudices everywhere. Oh, a beautiful day. That's the day. We'll start with, it's a beautiful day. This is the energy we want to carry with us tomorrow. When we wake up in the morning, start with a beautiful day. Start out loving, not hating. Start out loving, not fear. And start out remembering our Creator's law over every law on this earth. And if we just follow, obey that law, then we will be less inclined to suffer the consequences of policemen pulling out their guns to do their job in fear. So thank you all for listening. And here we go with India Ari's beautiful song, reminds us how blessed we are and how we can stay in gratitude with a beautiful day. Have this song in your heart as you go to bed and when you wake up in the morning. So have a beautiful week, and we'll be back next week. Shalom. All of the things that I
You can still smell the roses and be honest.